International Secret Police.
Zero. 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 Zero.
Goes to La Chaux Tse Ring's country home, hoping to discover what the secret police are up to. Meanwhile, Clint and his host have gone to Laza to telephoto the pictures of the criminal to Chief Riley in New York. Dawa explains their absence by saying they have gone for incense to celebrate the picnic day, and the octopus waits to see if the story is true. In Laza, Clint is accosted by a holy man on the turquoise roof bridge who tells him that Marcia Winfield is held prisoner at Lake Tengrinor. He also advises Clint to purchase some incense before returning home. Barlow does not understand why until he returns to find the octopus awaiting him. After his arrival, the arch-criminal hurriedly leaves, and now we find the boys discussing the mysterious message Clint received through the holy man.
And that's the whole story, boys. The llama, or holy man, called me by name and told me where Marcia was. Why, it's the most amazing thing I've ever encountered.
Gosh, how could he have known your name, Clint?
The Tibetan lamas have many ways of knowing things, Steve. Thought transference is an exact science in this country. This lama probably saw Miss Winfield's mind picture of Clint and consequently knew him when he saw him.
But this is thieving. How could he have known I was going to be at the Turquoise Roof Bridge?
It would take a great while to explain the mysteries of Asia, Mr. Barlow.
Yeah, and right now I want to know more about Marcia. Where is this Tengrinor Lake, anyhow?
It is to the northwest of here, Bonnie. An enormous lake. It is, I should say, about 100 miles away.
It seems to me I remember seeing it when we footed Nokchuka from the Tengrinor Mountains. It's the lake near that mountain range, Zawa?
Yes, it is, Steve. It is also on the edge of the Chang Tang area.
Chang Tang?
The northern plains, Barney. Here, let me show you on a map.
Yeah, that'd help. All this business about Great Fear and Chang Tang don't mean a thing to me.
Here's the map.
Place it so all may see it, Zawa.
Yes, honored Miltarant.
Just where is the lake?
Here, Mr. Barlow. It does not appear so large on this map, but I believe it measures some 930 square miles.
That's a lot of water.
Now, the Chang Tang or northern plains are indicated here, extending from 80 to 92 east longitude and from 31 to 36 degrees north latitude. They are a tangled mass of plains and valleys, 16,000 and upward.
Golly, that's high. Must be awful cold there, Mr. Searing.
It is, Speed. Far too cold for crops and trees. There is enough vegetation on the fringes to take care of the flocks of yah and sheep that belong to the shepherds there. But those poor peasants barely exist. In the inner reaches, brigands await the unwary traveler.
Why in heck would anyone want to travel through that sort of country?
Necessity rather than choice takes people across the Great Plains, Mr. Dunlap.
Well, the best feature about the Chang Tang that I can see is that it should make a fairly good landing field for our plane.
What? You mean we're going to fly up there, Clint?
Absolutely. We haven't any time to lose, from what that llama told me.
Swell. That means I go to Nokchuka, see that the plane is in good condition for the hop, and bring her back
here. Yes, Bonnie. I think we'd all better go to Nokchuka and start out from there. I don't want the octopus to know of our absence. If he had the slightest suspicion that we were going after Marcia, her life wouldn't be worth anything.
Clint, what if this message from that llama is really another octopus trap?
What?
Sure, he's done that before. Maybe we're getting too hot on his trail, and he figures the best way to get rid of us is to send us up to Lake Tenguinor, where anything could happen to us, and nobody'd know the difference.
That's right, Speed. It could be blamed on the brigands.
Say, I think the kid's got something, all right, Clint.
Yes, but we've got to find out, Barney. We've got to run that chance for Marsha's sake.
How can you leave without your enemy discovering your absence, Mr. Barney?
Well, we all can't go. That's a cinch. We'll have to split the party. Barney and I will fly to Tenguinor, and Speed will stay here with you.
Oh, excellent.
Gee, I'll have a tough time always explaining where you're supposed to be, Clint. If one of you stayed and I went to Tenguinor, I think it'd be better.
No, that won't do it all.
Now, wait just a minute. We aren't leaving right this minute, you know. This is a thing that has to be thought out and discussed, because we can't afford to make a false move.
Very true, Mr. Barlow. And since this is a picnic day, supposing you enjoy our Tibetan ceremonies while you are thinking your plans out.
And we shall begin them by burning some of the incense the Lama warned you to bring back with you, Mr. Barlow.
Yeah, that reminds me. The kid here said you went to Lhasa just to buy that stuff, and the octopus didn't believe him. He waited here just to show us up. I almost had a fit when you walked in with that.
Would that not prove that the message you received from the Lama was not a trap set by the octopus, Mr. Barlow?
No, Mr. Seaving. The octopus has a genius for such things. But trap or no trap, we'll have to find out for ourselves.
Quan Wu.
Yes, Master?
I have been thinking about the Winfield girl. There is no need for me to hold her as hostage any longer. Evidently, the secret police have given up hope of ever finding her, so I may as well do away with her.
And her brother as well?
Yes. When they are gone, they cannot talk about me.
Very true. Their lips will be sealed forever.
I may have kept them alive too long already. Someone may have glimpsed them and wondered at their presence near Tenguinor.
No one would recognize them, Master. Their skin has been stained a darker hue. They are dressed in rags.
Yes, but I have an uneasy feeling just the same. I'm going to send for one of my planes from the Black Pass, and I want you to fly to Tenguinor and superintend the disposal of the Winfield yourself.
Aye, Master.
Why not? I cannot go myself with the secret police in the neighborhood. Besides, I must see that the slave traffic continues. That is more important to me than the fate of Marsha Winfield or her brother.
Very well. But I do not care for flying.
It is a short flight, and I shall send for one of my best aliens. You will leave tomorrow. I do not know just when, since I have not talked to Black Pass over shortwave yet. But I shall let you know the time of your departure as soon as possible.
I shall await your commands. Meanwhile, how shall we dispose of the Winfields?
I do not want any trace of them left. I believe the lake is our answer to that. Wait the bodies well, and then throw them out to the middle of the lake. Leave them there. And no one will ever find them in the chill depths of Lake Tenguinor.
Speed, have you enjoyed our picnic day, the incense of the whole world?
Oh, it's been great, Jawa. Only I've been kind of wondering what Clint and Barney have been planning all afternoon with your dad.
Do you really want to fly to Tenguinor?
Oh, sure. See, I'd do anything to rescue Miss Marsha from the octopus.
It would be very dangerous. Well, I guess we'd better go inside.
That's okay with me. Maybe we can find out what the plans are. You know, I can't keep from thinking about that llama that gave Clint the message from Marsha. How he knew all he did, even to knowing that Clint must bring back that incense.
I told you that you would see many things in Tibet that could not be explained by reason, Speed.
Yeah, I remember. But that incense business, oh, it's too much for me.
I shouldn't worry about it if I were you. Well, here we are.
Is that you, Dalla?
Yes, honored male parent.
Come here, please, and bring Speed with you.
Very well.
Sounds like they've finished planning all right. Gosh, I'm excited.
So am I, Speed. I only wish that I could go with you.
Deering, once we find Marsha Winfield, we have the octopus where we want him. Her evidence will enable us to arrest him.
Hi, Clint. Am I going on the flight?
Yes, Speed.
I am? Oh, it's swell.
Yeah, no, wait just a minute. I'm only allowing you to come along because of necessity. There's no telling how many octopus gangsters are up there guarding her, and it'd be foolish to attempt the rescue alone. So I've decided to leave Barney here to keep an eye on the octopus, and you and I will make the flight to Tenguinor.
What about Chief Tipo, Mr. Barlow? Could he not help you in this?
He can help with plenty after we find Miss Winfield, Dawa. But until then, he can do nothing. Remember, the Tibetan government needs visible proof of the octopus's guilt.
True. I had forgotten for the moment.
Well, when are we going to start the flight, Clint?
Well, that all depends on the condition of the plane, Speed. We'll go to Nag Chukar tonight, you, Barney, and me, and see just how things are. If all goes well, we might be able to take off tomorrow.
Hot dog!
Yeah, and me grounded. Me who was itching to get in the air again.
Oh, don't you worry, old cloudbuster. You'll have plenty of chances to fly soon.
While you and Speed are at Tengri Noor, we shall keep word of your absence from the octopus should he come to visit me again.
Yes, and that's where you can help a lot, Dawa. Not long ago, you said you wanted to become a member of the secret police. Well, now, here's your chance to break into the work.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Barlow. I shall do everything in my power to help you.
Yeah, well, don't work too hard at it, kid, or the octopus will get wise to the fact that something's up and make it his business to find out what.
Yeah, he has spies all over. There may even be one in this house.
I doubt that, Speed. All my servants have been with me years. I trust
you. Why, of course you do. Oh, by the way, Mr. Searing, a while ago you mentioned that you might be able to get hold of a portable shortwave radio set.
That is true. I purchased one when I obtained the telephoto set. It is in the government building at Lhasa. It is not in use at present.
Well, could you bring it here so that Speed and I could keep in touch with you?
Yes. I know that I could.
Gee, that'd be swell. Barney could keep us posted on what's happening here.
Yeah, if I have time. Things are liable to be happening so fast after you leave that I won't even have time to talk.
Oh, so nothing can stop you from talking, fella.
Barney will have a great deal to talk about while you're gone, Mr. Barlow. I intend asking him many questions about the secret police.
Well, you'll probably have him back here by this time tomorrow evening, Darwin. And now, I guess we'd better pack our things, Dean, because we won't be coming back here until we've made the flight to Tengri Noor.
Okay, Clint. Won't take me long to pack.
You are definitely leaving this evening?
Yes, Dawa. We don't want the octopus to notice our departure. We can best do this under cover of dark. Your father has kindly given us the use of his car.
And anything else that may aid you, Mr. Barlow?
Say, hey, look out of the window in the direction of the path of the Iron Dagger. Is that fire I see?
Fire? Let me see.
I hear the field glasses, Barney.
Thanks, kid. Hey. That fire's moving down the foot trail from the octopus's castle. Looks like torches.
Torches? Now what's he up to?
That's up to Barney to keep an eye on him, Speed. Right now, we're going to get ready for our flight to Tengri Noor.